You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a conversation. We had a conversation with the league office, and they were gracious enough to spend a lot of time on the phone with myself and Eric and Tony Mihalik, and we appreciate that. It didn't clear anything up. It didn't make it any easier to understand in either one of the two calls. They're very hard to understand how they get overturned, but they did, and that's where it stands.
So that's John Harbaugh speaking about the Isaiah Likely touchdown that wasn't and the Teddy Buchanan interception that wasn't. He talked to the league and was very happy they spoke to him, but they did not clear anything up for him at all.
Yeah, NFL officiating is a scandal. I think it's hit an all-time low because we have more technology available to us than ever, and other leagues have advanced in ways that, you know, even MLB finally coming around to the automated system next year. And these guys are running replay out of a league office and not, they have no idea who's doing what. They jump in when they want, they don't. And it's a shambles. And I'm sure he didn't get any sort of cogent explanation because I don't know that there's one to be given.
Well, clearly he didn't like what he heard about the Likely play and about the Aaron Rodgers, Teddy Buchanan play, but he said that the field goal personal foul.
Well, we're getting there, to that. Yeah. We're getting to that. Did some good news come up? But to you, back to the touchdown.
Good news. I mean, it doesn't put the toothpaste back in the bottle.
No, it doesn't. But the Steelers had a similar touchdown a few weeks ago to Likely's, and it was a touchdown.
Yeah, against the Packers.
So, like, it looked the same to me. Obviously, and I say good news in air quotes, they did tell him that the Travis Jones penalty was the wrong call.
We did discuss the Travis Jones call as well. And the Travis Jones call, they told me, and they told me I had permission to state this, that it was a wrong call. It should not have been called.
There you have it. He had permission. He had got a parental slip and was allowed to let the world know that they effed up on that call. It's a 4-point swing.
Officiating in the NFL is a scandal.
There needs to be some way to streamline the replay assist because it's so random and so weird where there's
what they jump in on and what they don't.
Exactly. Like, there needs to be some sort of clarity there, even though it will never happen.
Yeah, don't hold your breath, Bob.
It's just, that's annoying.
More from Harv speaking yesterday. Keaton Mitchell left the game Sunday. Do you have an update on Keaton Mitchell?
Day to day. That's the update. He's day to day. Got good news. So we'll see where we're at tomorrow and Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Yes.
That's how it works.
So I think it was Jeremy Fowler who reported yesterday. Yeah,
That's how the calendar works.
Jeremy Fowler reported this morning that the MRI came back clean on Keaton Mitchell, for what that's worth.
Harp sounded a little chipper there, though.
Yeah, he did.
I think Keaton Mitchell, who knows, maybe he'll be out there this week.
He's day-to-day, Boney just told you.
He did, but that was a chipper.
It was.
It sounded like
he
a chance.
He said Wiggins was day-to-day, and Wiggins played.
Wiggins played.
Yeah.
I think he's the past couple of injuries he's talked about.
Yeah.
They need him.
Let's go to cut six, Beltway Ben. What went into the conversation with the league about what is or what isn't a catch?
That's part of the conversation. Sure, that weaved into the conversation.
What was kind of the explanation?
No, I mean, we can get into it all. Do we really want to get into the depth of all that kind of conversation? I mean, you know, you're going to the ground. You have to have control of the football. You have to survive the ground when you make a catch. I mean, that's what a catch is. You know, you can't say the time element's like that and he satisfies the time element when you're going to the ground. The time element doesn't apply to going to the ground. So it's pretty clear cut.
Mm. Say it with your chest, Harv.
Was not a chipper about that one.
No. He did not want to talk about that.
He was done with that.
That decision is not day-to-day. That decision is forever.
Yes, yes.
There's no going back.
But yeah. I am with him.
I'm with him, too.
Like, I almost think the Rodgers play is more egregious.
I don't think that, but I'm...
I think they both suck.
Dude, he never had possession.
First of all, the Rodgers thing, you never get a clear view of the football, which at the goal line all the time, they tell you they can't overturn it because they can't see the ball. Yes. So how could they overturn this one here?
I'm with you, Ken. I am with you 100%.
That's a joke.
Apples can't be pineapples.
Oranges can't be peaches.
That too.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. But apples
Thanksgiving.
Also can't be pineapples.
Apples cannot be pineapples.
That's my spin on it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Two separate fruits.
But
different.
They both have apple in
you
there.
You can bite into
but
an apple.
Very different.
Yes. I wouldn't bite into a pineapple.
Try it
sometime. Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think you should.
Harbs, the Lamar Jackson pass on fourth down, was it to Mark Andrews or DeAndre Hopkins?
I don't know. In the heat of battle, I didn't have a chance to talk to Lamar about that yet. I'm not sure who what it was.
I don't think it was Andrews.
I don't know.
What did you see on
film? I don't know what he was intending to throw to. I mean, it could have been maybe caught by Mark. Maybe could have been caught by Hop if it hadn't been tipped. I don't know.
He didn't like that question.
This was a quasi-playoff game, Parks. We all know it wasn't going to be caught by Mark. Come on.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Wow.
This wasn't week three against Jacksonville.
Just
Jacksonville's good
to
this year.
To Jason's point, Mark Andrews in the playoffs has zero career touchdown passes. Mark Andrews against the Steelers has one career touchdown catch. And that was last year.
And he's going to make $13 million next
year. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Back. But he's very good in the regular season.
That was a priority. Get that one done in December.
How about cut 10, Beltway Ben? What about Emory Jones? Why didn't he play on Sunday?
Well, I mean, he played okay in the game. It wasn't better than either one of the other two guys in the first game. You know, he didn't outplay those guys. So going into the game with your best guys that you feel are playing the best. So you got to meet players where they're at. Not to say you couldn't get more time this week, you know, based on what happens in practice or how guys are doing health-wise and those sort of things. But, you know, that's where it was at. So, I mean, Emory's doing great. I mean, he's in a great place. I love where he's at. And I think if he went out there, he'd compete like crazy. And I think he'd play great because I would trust him to go play great. But based on that performance, you couldn't say it was better, you know, or even the same.
If you're just tuning in, the Ravens did sign Laken Tomlinson, who was waived by the Texans today. He is a guard, and they cut Carl Lawson. But Emory's great.
Well, he's in a better place than Falele right now, because Falele is getting... Football Twitter is destroying Falele.
It is bad, because it's ex-players. It's ex-offensive linemen. It's guys that played, not just us football nerds. It's players that are killing him.
Did Shannon Sharpe say he can't block his eyes from the sun?
I think he did say that. Yeah. Shannon Sharpe eviscerated him.
But Shannon Sharpe, I mean, obviously has ties. There's dudes who have no, like, they're not former Steelers or former, like, they just played the game at a high level and they evaluated some, and we'll get into more of this tomorrow. They're like,
I hope Ben weighs
what kind of an organization doesn't have an option other than this? Yeah. It's December. You've got Lamar Jackson. Like, what?
Yeah. Got Falele blocking his own guy. You see that one? He came to pull and he blocked the center. Bro.
It ain't Purdy.
No, it is not. What is not Purdy is the fact the Orioles haven't signed anybody yet at the winter meeting.
So they're just
they're competing. Competing for guys. How about
this is my favorite topic.
Why? How about we hear from Mike Elias, maybe a little Craig Albernaz as well. They spoke to the media yesterday at the winter meetings. We hear from them.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Next.
We're talking to a whole bunch of hitters, and we just view it as, do they improve the team? Do they improve the roster? Do they raise the ceiling of the team? Do they have an impact? And, you know, if the player's good enough, we can figure out ways to accommodate them. So we have a lot of conversations going on, mostly in free agency, but also some in trades on guys that we view as impact bats.
It's Mike Elias speaking last night, and he says they're talking to a lot of hitters. According to Ken Rosenthal, they did offer the Kyle Schwarber the same deal he got from the Phillies. Now, granted, he wanted to stay in Philly, and they win, and the Orioles haven't, so it makes sense. They are also allegedly talking to Kyle Tucker and Pete Alonso, so they do fancy themselves as someone that likes to talk to hitters, and they're talking that they're at least talking. But as we said earlier, it's time to do more than talk.
I'm over this guy, man. This is ridiculous. The cookie in the metal, participation trophy. So you're not completely abstaining from it this year. So you want attaboys for that? Look, they're all in on the sham. Boris, it's useful for Boris to be able to use the Orioles. So he's going to talk the Orioles up every chance he get. They're like the sleeping giant that is, it's just slumbering. And all this is just crap until it's not. And so it's useful for him, and it's certainly useful for Elias, and it's useful for the people over there who want to sell tickets, and that's all they really care about. So it's a great way to sell false hope.
Like, does almost signing someone sell tickets?
No, well, you don't think that they're going out of their way to let every and anybody know what they're all of this crap?
I think you're right. I get what you're saying, but I think this fan base is it's way beyond that at this point. Like, they can see through
they,
this.
They tried
this
to sell a guy nobody heard of. Like, literally, oh, they put it in the tweet when they announced that we hired this guy that you and you and everybody 100%. You know, everybody you've ever gone to a ball game with has no idea this guy
the
exists.
Manager.
But buy your Birdland membership. They did it. I mean, that's not me.
I hear you. No, I'm with you. But this is year eight with Mike Elias.
That's a guy they actually signed,
like,
though.
If this was... If this was right when they were coming out of the rebuild and, oh, man, we were this close to getting Corbin Burns. We were this close. Like, they're beyond that, dude. Like, the fan base is pissed. The attendance was way down year over year from 24 to 25. It's about action at this point.
Did he finish runner-up buying the Magna Carta, or did he buy the Magna Carta?
He bought the Magna Carta.
Yeah.
But the Magna Carta, in this case, wanted to be in Philadelphia.
Well, I got news for you. I don't think he was the only person trying to buy the Magna Carta, and he wanted it point where he paid more than anybody else would.
Yeah.
So if there's a price point with the Phillies, the agent who's in the business of, like, he doesn't get extra money when you stay with the team you're with.
No.
He gets a percentage of what you signed total. But, so there would have been a number to leave Philadelphia. They didn't pay that number. But, there is no second place. There is no third place. There are no – you either got the player – or you didn't really want the player enough to get the player. They didn't want the player enough to get the player. To the surprise of no one who's watched anything they've done for 8 freaking years of my life they've been in the city.
Or you move on and you still reallocate those resources, yes. Which that's what pissed me off the most about Corbin Burns.
They did
last
nothing.
Year they put it out there
it
like,
all.
Oh, you're setting a record for annual. Where did that money go? They didn't spend
in his pocket.
Money.
Yeah.
So now
with
it's
Sagano
okay,
and Morton.
You put out there 5 years, $150 million. Well, let's see a $30 million
to your point,
contract.
Too. And again, this is a weird rabbit hole. But we didn't know about the terms of the Burns deal until we got into the baseball season.
Yeah, Rosenthal.
How did we find out? Corbin Burns laughed at his ass like Santander laughed at his ass. And then they started pushing, here's what we tried to do.
But my point is that
and Burns still laughed in their face because he knew there was no chance he was taking what they offered to stay. And they knew it.
But the number didn't come out until the season.
And you know where it's coming from because Kenny had both of these contract offers. So it's coming from the warehouse.
Yes. Mike Elias, did the team need to add multiple pitchers?
Which doesn't mean it's even true.
Yes.
I think that's a possibility that we have multiple starting pitchers on major league contracts. But there's a possibility that it's just one. I think it's just going to kind of depend on the personnel.
Translate that, Jason.
Who's that guy? Get back to me when he does something.
Multiple pitchers. Bone, what'd you think of that?
The messaging has been different this year, but ultimately it means nothing until you do something.
Here's a good one. Mike Elias, is the team willing to dole out long-term contracts?
Trust me, we've offered them
about
a lot,
anything.
And you know, we're absolutely willing to do that.
They're willing. They've been trying.
There is no, this is not, like, it's a zero-sum game. You get players who make your roster better, or you keep frauding on people. They're frauds until proven otherwise. Again, he's been here 8 years. He's had plenty of chances to get people who weren't drafted by him, who were in different organizations, who reached the end of their contract and therefore could sign with any team for any price point they want. He's never done a good job with any of them.
Craig Albernaz, he spoke yesterday, talks about building trust in the locker room.
Just be myself. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, it's, you want to, you always want to showcase who you are to everyone. And every player just wants to feel like that they feel valued. And that's something that I believe in, that every player should feel valued. And if they're a last man on the 40 man who might get a call up or not, like, that person is going to help us win, that player. So for me, it's just taking the time out and hearing everyone and just talking to them.
We might revisit this in July, but as of right now, I like listening to this guy talk.
I do too. And we had on, gosh, I forget his name, but the Guardians beat reporter for The Athletic, who did a great piece. And just how tight Albernaz and Vogt are. And they were really great articles. And he seems like a great dude. I mean, I do enjoy hearing
seems to be well respected.
Vogt was at the presser, the introductory presser.
One more from Albernaz. Cut 58, Beltway Ben, talks about his catcher, Adley Rutschman.
To even how he even asked that question is a testament to Adley. right, for a young player to come up and make impact that he did, and then now he has these expectations, like, that's a credit to Adley of how good of a player he is. You know, and like I said, like a previous question before, like, development's messy, right, especially for a young catcher. Like, to me, obviously I'm biased because I was a former catcher, but catcher's the hottest position in baseball. Like, they make every decision on defense, and then they get their butts kicked, then they have to go hit, right? So for Adley, like, in any young catcher, like, you have to learn how to navigate the grind of the season. And Adley now has that baseline now, so now it's us as a coaching staff with him to figure out what's the areas that he needs to really focus in on, whether that be like in the weight room prep or if it's like how he even structures his day. Like, to, a lot of it is not actually like the skills. It's like a lot of it has to do behind the scenes of like the lead up to the game and where he's putting his energy and direction.
Probably job
get
number
in there,
one
Skip.
For
him. Mix it up.
Yeah, it's probably job
Give
number
a new
one
schedule.
For him. Try to get this guy on track.
I'd say more wall sits.
Yeah, well, wall sits were good. Wall sits were good. They worked out for him in those wall sits. We come back. It's six-pack time. We're back to the Ravens. And the Ravens, this season seems to be going off the rails. Who are the six biggest culprits, or what or who are the six biggest culprits for the Ravens? We give you our six-packs next here on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Six-pack time. Six-pack is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief. The Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's our six-pack of the biggest culprits for why the Ravens just frankly aren't very good this year. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Thought you made a very good point yesterday, Jason.
Me?
Yes. Matt Ibike's injury basically destroyed anything they had going on in the front seven. I didn't realize that, and you made the argument that he might have been the most important player on this defense, and I thought about that, and I'm like, you're right, because he held everything together. Like, they weren't great with him, but he made them look decent, and without him, they're awful. So that injury is six.
We're kind of simpatico. Football gods. There is variance. There is regression. There is luck. There's the way the ball bounces. There are injuries, guys returning from injuries faster than expected or not as fast. They have had some breaks go against them. I'm going to attribute that to the football gods.
Number five.
I put Lamar at five. Maybe he should be higher. I think he's a bit dragged down by the football gods and the injuries and the fact that he hasn't really been able to practice normally in, I don't know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, basically half the season. But he's the guy who could lift them higher than anyone else. He's proven that. And right now, he can't lift them. And they certainly can't reciprocate and lift him. There's no one else on this offense who's having a truly standout season. Even Zay, as much as we love him, it's a lot of, you know, 20-yard catches in the middle of the field between the 20s. Like, Zay's not really helping them finish drives and score points. Maybe he should be higher. We could argue. But I've got Lamar at five.
I got the O-line at five. They stink. The guards are terrible, and they've basically made the center, who is undersized, less than Ronnie Stanley, is not what he was a year ago, and Roger Rosengarten has regressed. And for some reason, they have nobody on their bench that they feel like can give even these guards who are, did I mention terrible? They got nobody better on the bench there, so they're at five.
Number four
is the pass rush. It's embarrassing. And you watch football either at 1 o'clock on Sundays, if the Ravens aren't playing at 1, or 4 o'clock, or Thursday night, or Sunday night. Watch the game last night. Pass rush changes the game. And the Ravens don't have any of it. And to let Aaron Rodgers, who is allergic to getting hit in this point of his career, to let him throw the ball down the football field on you on Sunday was embarrassing.
To me, the pass rush and the O-line are symptoms of the same disease. And we'll get to him in a minute. Four is where I put Roquan. I mean, he's the face of the defense. He was the of this iteration of the defense, the DaCosta defense. He was the signature in-season acquisition. Boy, they couldn't wait to give him money, even though the Bears knew not to. And he's the... He wears the dot. He's the extension of the coaching staff. He's breaking down the huddle. He's the heir apparent to a bunch of middle linebackers here, right? And that's been the position here. And he's never lived up to that contract, certainly not the last 2 years. And somebody's got to be the embodiment of that on field. And for me, it's him. He doesn't make plays. He's not impacting ball carriers. He's not showing up around the line of scrimmage with any regularity. He's not creating momentum-changing hits that are just so impactful that it lifts everybody up. Whatever he's telling them ain't working either, because when they face real quarterbacks, they get emasculated, and he's a liability in coverage. He's one of their highest-paid players. He's one of DaCosta's signature moves, both trade and contract, at a position where most people would never pay anybody that kind of money. I'm putting Roquan at four.
I'm going with Ken. We talk ad nauseum about the trenches, both sides of the football.
But did you think they had a pass rush? Like, is it a letdown? Is it a disappointment? Or is it just what they built?
They schemed it up the last two years.
This is worse than anyone could have imagined. They're third. They have the third fewest sacks in football. Their pressure rate
is not worse than
bottom.
Anybody could have imagined.
Dude, they have 19 sacks. No one.
I said Marlon was going to lead them in sacks. I said that this summer.
Hold on. You've given the stat a couple times already. What was it? 115 players have more than three sacks. You thought at this point that they wouldn't have a player.
Why don't we find the show
sacks
from the day they signed Jair Alexander? I'd love to hear what I was saying that day, because I know what I was saying that day.
You're not answering the question. We knew the pass rush stunk.
I thought it had a chance to be horrific. And then they traded Owe for a try-hard safety. Okay.
We're doing the six-pack of culprits for the Ravens, and let's continue Beltway Ben.
Number three.
I put Harbs and the coaching staff at three. It hasn't been Monk's finest year. He's been called out publicly and flogged by the coach. Or we thought could have easily been fired at the bye. And there's people calling for Harbs' job with regularity. And he's been people sticking around blowout losses to tell them what they think of him. He's not getting the best out of the players. I would say the bigger problem is he doesn't have enough blue chip players. And we'll get to that. I don't think they're necessarily buying what he's selling. Their insipid offensive performances now in the first half of games, going back 7 or 8 games, is simply not good enough. And I have to look at that and the preparation and what's happening or not happening through the week and say that coaches have to wear that.
We're simpatico at three. Yeah, the Harbs and the coaching staff. But I'll add one more thing to what you said, and everything you said is correct. They don't seem prepared at the start of the games.
That's what I just said.
Which is incredible. It's shocking to me in what are supposedly must-win games, they don't come out. They come out flat.
Number two.
I've got DaCosta, too. He did a horrible job. And granted, I bought in the offseason. I'll admit, I was wrong. But when you look back at what they did this offseason, and they didn't help this roster, and then they sort of did a thing that we always give the Orioles a hard time about. You just assume best-case scenario on everybody. And in football, it's even a worse thing to do because it's a violent collision sport. So you have to bake into the cake the fact that guys are going to get hurt. Or regress, and your left tackle, who you brought back, has had a history of injuries. You brought in no pass rush, and that you didn't do anything to help out the offensive line. He's a two.
Nobody appreciates pass rush more than him. He just has no idea how to acquire it, how to develop it, how to identify it, how to evaluate it. Even the Oway trade, I mean, that takes some balls. I mean, Oway did more. I've seen Oway in multiple games do more than I've seen any
sack
Baltimore
last night.
Do.
He's got five sacks.
Yeah.
Got called for
and
a
we can argue
offside.
Whether it's going to happen here or not. And it's not revisionist history. I don't think he's a natural pass rusher. He's still way better than anything they have. To think Van Noy was going to do it again, to think Stanley was going to do it again, to think Derrick Henry was going to do it again is crazy.
Number one,
Silent Steve. The buck stops with him, and he's created a culture now where the head coach is so empowered that he can come out before the season and say, it's not Super Bowl or bust. You mooks don't know what you're talking about. Read your Bible. Like, the GM is so empowered that after a horrible loss to Buffalo, his response is, well, I don't have a whole lot to do this year. I'm going to go look at some safeties, but I'll get around to getting to Lamar. Not Lamar's a priority now, and let's beat the Bills to Josh Allen so we get Lamar at the best price. Yeah, I got stuff to do next offseason, but this year I can just watch film, and, you know, we're in pretty good position. He continues to allow people to double and triple and quadruple down on flawed roster constructs. He's completely complicit, and I think the main reason why they keep selling you that free agency doesn't matter, because he don't want to pay for it. Like, he's the same guy who, the last time we heard him speak, and we didn't hear it, it was only the core four, give me the lease I want or I'm going to sell the team. Look it up. He's created a culture where he's said, I'm almost check please time for me. I'm ready to get my $6 billion for this thing. I'm not passing it on. I'm not keeping the family. I'm going to sell it. And they all think they have jobs for life because they know, I don't think he's firing anybody. Like, he doesn't come out and hold anybody accountable. He took Dick Cass. You can say what Dick Cass, I thought, was an assassin. Dick Cass wanted to win. I felt like Dick Cass was the glue to that organization. And you go and hire the worst GM in NFL history to replace him. It all goes on Silent Steve. If you think they're all a little too entitled, if you think they're all a little too comfortable, and I do, go to the billionaire.
Number one's Lamar Jackson. He's the superstar. With great power comes great responsibility. Maybe he can't run like you're used to seeing, but what happened to the most accurate passer we've seen? Like, that, he's bad, and he's got to wear this. He's your superstar, and he stinks. He's number one.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, I think Lamar needs to be higher than five. I don't know if I'd have him one, but yeah. Lamar,
that's where I got him.
Lamar, pass rush, O-line.
But the pass rush, they have no pass rushers.
But Jason, you could say the same thing. Like, Roquan's
what
not
did you
here.
Think they were getting out of Van Noy? What did you think they were getting out of Van Noy?
Hold on. You could say, if you put any players on here, that's DaCosta. Why put Roquan Smith? Well, DaCosta paid
him. He's the quarterback of the defense. I got the quarterback of the offense and the quarterback of the defense.
DaCosta brought him in.
He's being paid more than anybody else who plays his position. And you want to compare him to Ajabo, who was a bust draft pick? You want to compare him to Van Noy, who they kept around a year too long? You want to compare him to Draymond Jones, a try-hard guy you got for a fifth-round pick off a team that's dumping salary?
The offensive line wasn't this bad last year.
Well, McCary did
last
a lot
year
to hold it together. They let him walk
on,
and replace him with nobody.
Ronnie
Stanley last year to this year is a better player. And if you thought
last year,
we all thought Ronnie Stanley was gone because we all thought Ronnie Stanley was on borrowed time. They get him to come back on the cheap because Silent Steve, number one on the list, and DaCosta, number two on the list, do business that way.
Number two.
They just picked the old tight end over the good
by
young
the way,
tight end because he's cheaper.
They finished second in the league in sacks a year ago and first the year before.
Yes.
So while I didn't think they were going to be great, I didn't see this coming.
Yes.
That's what I said.
We'll come back, get the text today, preview tomorrow's show. Get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio here on The Fan.
Trying to explain
before
the world
before we get to the text of the day.
Following Bone?
The MLB draft lottery is going on right now. The Orioles had the fourth best odds, but they just were announced they're picking seventh.
Seventh.
Brand.
Yeah. So they
their computer has them winning. Their computer's got them winning the American League every year.
The draft as
they can't win a playoff game.
So the draft, like the last two seasons, was disappointing, is what you're saying. So,
you know what? It's just the baseball gods. It's out of everybody's hands.
By the way, Ben, let's get the text today.
Check 1-2. Check.
Comes from Marcus in Baltimore, who says Elias can't tell us these things and get away with doing nothing this year. This is the first time I've heard him make some of these comments this bold.
I will agree with that part of it. He is messaging differently.
It's dude, if you do nothing, it just sets you up to piss off your fan base even more.
I don't know if you can sell tickets on that.
What did he do at the trade deadline?
Nothing.
And the trade deadline before that.
He did nothing.
And the trade deadline before that.
Nothing. But he's never been this bold.
But he's coming off the biggest disappointment of his career.
Who'd they hire as the GM?
They don't have one. He's the GM.
Right.
He's still the GM.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, like, why would you believe all the soul searching from Milwaukee? What did that? How did that play out? Did it play out any different at all during the season?
I'll just say, if they lose again this year, I think he's getting fired. So that should have a little pressure on him. I don't care what they paid him or extended him. Mm-hmm. If they miss the playoffs again, I think he's getting fired. That being said, I want to believe they're going to do something. I'll believe it when I see it.
I think they're going to sign Michael King.
I like him.
Maybe another starter.
I like Michael King. Sounds like the Mets
like that.
Are super aggressive on Michael King, is what I was reading earlier. So they got more money. What do we have tomorrow's show?
Uncle Ruby's got plenty of money. This ain't about money.
Tomorrow's show, we got
tomorrow's show.
Jim Duquette from the winter meetings.
One
Andy
day closer
Koska
to Friday tomorrow.
It is.
From the winter meetings. Tim
that
Murray,
checks out.
Get our best bets with him. And Aditi Kinkabwala, her team. On
oh,
the
yeah, they're
call
calling the Ravens game.
The Ravens Bengals.
Rays came close. I was almost, Rays finished second.
So, almost counts. Orioles almost won a playoff game.
Seventh.
Yeah.
Did they almost win?
Yeah, they had that lead for a minute.
Yeah, I don't know if you can really say they almost had a playoff.
You know, you can't win a playoff game unless you play in a playoff game.
That's true.
Yeah. So,
I do kind of agree with Ken. I think they almost won.
Yeah, thank you.
I would say almost.
Thank you, Ben.
Yes.
You won't be agreeing with him tomorrow when we talk about Derek Quinn.
There's no disagreement.
Did that happen in the third inning? Didn't they get killed?
They were down one run.
What's that?
They were down one run.
Yes.
Well, yes, in the wild card game.
They've led for like, how many playoff innings have they led for? Like one and a half?
Oh, he needs one big hit, by the way, Ben.
Yeah, and they got guys thrown out stealing second base.
The Royals.
Yes. Yeah. Hey. Coming up next, don't you change that dial.
The skipper's going to be on time to every spring training game this year, I guarantee it.
I bet on that.
It's a low bar.
I bet on that. So look, that's progress.
Yes, that's a low bar.
That's progress. I mean, that's a step in the right direction.
I like this guy.
That's one step out of Bush League, maybe.
I'm a fan of this Craig Albernaz. Hey, Infinity Sports Radio coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow, too, here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.